Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, June 18th, 2021. As of yesterday, 49.4% of Berliners received at least one coronavirus vaccination, 26.2% have been fully vaccinated, and the seven-day incidence in the capital was at 10.7. Yesterday morning, the police had to forcibly break down the door to the partially occupied Rigauer 94 in Friedrichshain with a pile driver and chainsaw to gain entry for its long-planned safety inspection. Per DPA reporting, earlier there had been talks between lawyers for the residents, the fire inspector, and the police, but these negotiations were unsuccessful. Residents apparently did not want to open the door and announced that they would only allow the fire safety expert into the building alone without police. Police spokesman Tilo Koblitz explained that the fire inspector would only enter the building with the protection of the police. According to a court decision, representatives of the owner are not allowed into the building, and its residents and their supporters had announced resistance to the inspection, repeatedly threatening violence. 350 officers were on duty. As early as Wednesday morning, supporters and residents erected barricades around the area, set them on fire, and attacked the police with stones, reportedly injuring more than 70 officers. As we've been reporting on Berlin Briefing for years, there have long been conflicts over Rigauer Straße 94, one of the last partially occupied buildings in the capital. Numerous fire safety deficiencies were documented years ago in the building: a lack of emergency exits, holes in walls, faulty electrical wiring, and blockages in stairwells. As announced on Tuesday by the District Office of Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, Bergmannstrasse will become a one-way street and also get a 3-meter-wide protected bicycle lane that goes in two directions. Construction work will begin on Monday, June 21st, in the section between Nositzstrasse and Zossenerstrasse, and therefore residents will have to prepare for considerable traffic restrictions. By 2025, between Nositzstrasse and Schleiermacherstrasse, Bergmannstrasse will be mostly car-free. The Senate Department of Health announced that the digital vaccination certificate, which is valid throughout Europe, can now be accessed in any personal DoctoLib patient account, provided that appointments at the vaccination centers have been booked with it. Since Wednesday evening, theoretically, the file can be found in the document area of a patient's account and is available to all those who have already received their second vaccination in one of the 6 Berlin centers. However, since it concerns approximately 250,000 certificates so far, it could take time until everyone receives theirs. Berliners without a DoctoLib patient account can get the digital certificate at a participating nearby pharmacy to be found at mein-apothekenmanager.de upon presentation of their ID and their paper vaccination certificate or passport. According to RBB, there will also be issuing points for digital certificates in the Berlin vaccination centers in a few days. The Senate Department emphasized that the yellow paper vaccination booklet is also sufficient as proof for travel, and that the digital version is only intended as a practical supplement to avoid having to permanently carry a paper version with you. Meanwhile, according to the German Federal Office for Information Security, or BSI, there's apparently a major security gap with the new digital vaccination certificate. The online news site Business Insider reported yesterday that a vaccination status can be easily stolen. According to the report, it is possible for the corresponding QR code to be used by any number of people. A BSI spokesperson explained, quote, "If the QR code of a vaccination certificate is read by the Corona Warning app or the CovePass app, a so-called wallet app, the information from the vaccination certificate is read and displayed in plain text. Since the wallet apps do not know the identity of the app users, they cannot check whether the respective identity matches the vaccinated person. So, it's possible to load vaccination certificates of other people into one's wallet app." Unquote. This is precisely why IT experts are demanding that an ID card or passport must always be presented in addition to the digital vaccination document. The temperature was high in the region yesterday, and it will be even higher today. Brandenburg's Health Minister Ursula Nonnenmacher has called for people in the region to pay attention to their fellow citizens during the heat wave, explaining that for certain people, the weather situation can be dangerous, especially for the chronically ill, those in need of care, as well as small children and pregnant women. Economics Senator Ramona Popp has made an appeal to Berliners to water trees on the streets in their neighborhoods. According to the Environmental Administration, there are around 430,000 street trees in Berlin. 15% of them are under 25 years old, for which watering is particularly important. And the Berlin Animal Welfare Association has also warned not to leave animals alone in parked cars, explaining that in a 20-degree outside temperature, within 1 hour, a parked car can heat up to 46 degrees. They added that simply opening a window does not prevent dangerous heat accumulation in a car, and that long walks with your pups should be absolutely taken in the cooler morning and evening hours. And lastly, thank you to Davika for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more info about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Stay cool, Berlin, and we'll be back on Monday.